bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for a devotion from the 18th chapter of John. For this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice. For decades, Carl Willand and his family had been the greatest high-wire acrobats in the world. In 1962, while performing in Detroit, several members of the Willand troupe fell from the wire and were killed. Just a few days later, it was announced that those who had survived the accident would be back on the wire repeating their famous act. When a reporter asked Carl, the senior member of the group, about how hard it was to get back up on the tightrope, he said, "To be on the wire is life. All else is waiting." Perhaps you can understand what Carl Willand meant. I can, but I don't agree with him. I think it's sad to live your entire life for just a few minutes of glory. That's certainly not what Jesus did. Yes, throughout his ministry he was conscious of the fact that he would someday have to die to take away the sins of all humanity. But that doesn't mean that he sat around and waited for those 6 hours on the cross. Not at all. He touched people with his words and with his miracles. Even when the bitter end was near, even though he would soon be betrayed, Jesus didn't just wait for the cross. If he had only one meal left with his disciples, he looked forward to that meal. He used the time he had to warn them and teach them and enjoy them and give them the new sacrament of his body and blood. Jesus made use of every moment he had. Since you are using these daily devotions, you probably are a Christian. You know that with his death and resurrection, he finished the job he had been given. Yes, Jesus' work is done, but yours is not. There are things for you to do. We Christians dare not twiddle our thumbs in boredom or apathy as we wait for judgment day or death to come. Like Jesus, we have work to do, and only so much time to do it in. Like Jesus, let us eagerly desire to do his work that is before us. Like Jesus, let us do the work that he has entrusted to us. We pray. Lord Jesus, every day you did your day's work. Send your Holy Spirit upon me so I may be glad at what you have done for me and willingly undertake the tasks I have been given. This I ask in your name. Amen.